Well, the Turnbull government is lurching from crisis to crisis. That's Labor's take anyway on the citizenship mess, which has just deepened for the coalition. Phil Corey is our political commentator, joins us in the Parliament House studios. Phil, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Phil, the government's been hoping that last week's High Court verdicts have ruled a line under the citizenship fiasco, and then along comes the President of the Senate, Liberal Senator Stephen Parry. The Prime Minister must be wondering where all this is going to end, and we actually don't know, because we don't know how many more could be sitting here being citizens by descent. Is it time for an audit?
Look, I can understand why people are calling for one, and I can also understand why it's been resisted especially by the major parties, because you probably don't know what you may unearth. But also, you know, it's easier asked for than done. Who would do it? How would it be done? You know, would everyone have to front up with evidence of their lineage and so forth? It would be an enormously expensive exercise, I assume. But clearly, it's a legitimate question to be posed, and you know, smarter minds than mine might be able to come up with a solution. But it was interesting yesterday because Tanya Plibersek, who's the acting Labor leader, was still sort of quite confident in terms of the bona fides of all the Labor MPs. She got out a statement pretty quick, having a pop at the Liberals for vouching for their processes when clearly they are flawed. Given what happened with Senator Parry.
But that's the point. I mean, the Liberals thought they were confident too. In fact, the Attorney-General just said the day before, on Sunday, I've got no reason to believe that there are any others. Well, perhaps he should have had reason to believe. Stephen Parry should have warned him, don't you think?
Look, that's the question. This is the disaster from yesterday, Fran. I mean, you know, Stephen Parry has sat there. Indeed, not just sat there, but actually, as the President of the Senate, written the letters of referral to the High Court for the other six senators and former senators, knowing he had a British parent, knowing his circumstances were almost identical to at least those of Fiona Nash, and probably hoping that the High Court was going to clear all those people last Friday and he'd never have to say anything and he'd be okay, and you know, it didn't, and so on Monday he decided He'd do the same as everyone else. Now, there's clearly, and the mood around the place yesterday, he should have fessed up when everyone else did and been dealt with last Friday like the rest. I guess, personally, you're asking a person essentially to walk to the gallows in terms of their career.
I wonder how many other more.
You can understand the personal hesitancy involved, but as you said, that's the question: how many others are there now? And I think it's a legitimate question, and it's enormously damaging, I think, what happened yesterday in terms of trying to, as you said, draw a line under this, restore confidence in the parliament, and it's just opened that up all over again.
And right the ship. The government's got a number of things going on. One of them is dealing with the standoff of Manus Island Detention Centre, as we were just discussing there with Senator Di Natale. The facility's closed, 600 refugees and asylum seekers refused to leave. No sign from the government that they'll allow these people to come to Australia. Do you think the government still has strong support for this hard line?
Look, my short answer is I don't know, but my longer answer is I would assume so. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be doing it. It is now clearly a terrible state of affairs in terms of coming to a head. As you said, there's about 600 people there. Many of them have already been classified as refugees. I mean, it's not as if they're being abandoned as such. There is this alternative accommodation that the government has set up. With the food and the water and so forth. But as that fellow you spoke to before 7 o'clock said, he's scared to go there because they're worried about the locals. So they are, you know, being left, I guess, to the mercy of the island. I don't know, Fran, how it's going to end. I hope it doesn't end badly. If it does end badly, it could affect public opinion, but they're not the sort of triggers you sort of aim at or aim for. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a fairly tense day watching and waiting what happens over there. But let's just hope it doesn't, go bad.
Phil Corey, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Phil Corey is the Chief Political Correspondent with the Australian Financial Review. And further to our interview there earlier with Richard Di Natale, we did seek an interview with the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, but he was unavailable. But we will be joined by the Acting Prime Minister, Julie Bishop, after 8:00.